Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Sean McDermott joins me on the Wester Hotline right now on a Buffalo Football Halloween Friday. Good morning, Coach. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning and happy Halloween to you, to everyone out there. Should make for a fun night here.
No doubt, no doubt. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house?
It's a great question. You'd have to ask my family, my wife, because I'm not usually home for Halloween. But, I'm hoping to get home tonight for some of the kids that come around, and yeah, we've gotten some. I know that. That's what I hear at least. But I'm looking forward to getting some at our house tonight.
So I guess it answers my next question, which you wouldn't know. Like I walked in today here at our Odyssey Studios. Somebody who works at WBEN actually was dressed up as you, and I'm like, wait a minute. Do people go to Sean's house dressed up as him? Like, did your wife say we had 10 people dressed as you tonight?
I've not heard that, but okay. I have heard the stories of. It's interesting, some adults like myself have done that, and then I hear some young kids do the same. Yeah. So I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you should for sure. All right, the most important question on Halloween. Here we go. Let's get to the good stuff, Sean. If someone asked Sean McDermott to recommend a good scary movie on Halloween night, what is your go-to good scary movie to recommend?
Well, there's a few of them. I mean, growing up, you remember some of those big time. Movies where you didn't really want to go to bed after watching it, but the one that I kind of that stands out to me is the music video of Thriller, and that was kind of a movie back in the day when it came out, although it was only 5 minutes or so, but a pretty cool video back in the day.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, and then I do want to get to a couple of things about this week before we get to the Chiefs game and the injury report, of course, which we have a few guys we're monitoring. I want to ask you about James Cook being named AFC Offensive Player of the Week and just the season that he's put together, Sean. I remember, really his second year when you said, this guy's really starting to, he's kind of really upped what he did his rookie year as far as understanding his role and how to practice and practice habits and things like that. It seems like he's taken it even to another level in the season he's having.
Well, he has. And it started, it really jumped last year. And then if you were at our practices, the full part of our practices last week, he was doing the same thing. I mean, when he got the ball in his hands, he was going the distance each rep. And then, of course, you got to get somebody else in there for the next rep. But what happened then in the game was a result of his habits and the execution during the week in practice.
The other announcement that the franchise made this week is a return to St. John Fisher. We get the announcement here during the middle of a football season that you guys are going back for 3 more years. How do you like the sound of that, and what has Fisher meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to have training camp. It's a you know, one of those special places, I think, around colleges, college campuses in our country, with just a real quaint environment, great people, great fan base of ours up there. And it's good that we can get up there and go back again for the next couple of years.
All right, Coach, let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Several names on the list I'll ask you about specifically if you don't tell us if they're not going to play, but do you have anybody that you're ruling out right now for the game on Sunday?
Yeah, we've got a few. So DQ, Daquan Jones will not play. Josh Palmer will not play. And then Shaq Thompson, all three of those guys will be out.
Did Shaq Thompson, was that an injury that happened during the week at practice? You said on Wednesday he would be a vet rest day, and then it showed up as hamstring. Is that something that happened during the week?
Yeah, well, you know what? It kind of, I think, was lingering a little bit, thought it would had gone yeah. away, and then it kind of resurfaced a little bit at the start of practice there. So it's kind of something that it just kind of it sounds like it didn't quite go away the way we thought it had.
What are we looking at for today, Coach, with a guy like Matt Prater who's been limited for a couple of days with the right calf?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think he's going to be fine. Never want to, you know, say that there's a guarantee with that, but I think he's heading in the right direction. We'll just take it through the rest of the day today and see how he does.
And then, of course, with Shaq down, that means Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano being full participants is encouraging. What can you tell us about their week right now?
All right, they should be full. Both of those guys should be full.
Okay, that is the injury report from Sean McDermott against the Kansas City Chiefs. Sean, a quick update on Tyler Bass. We know we saw Max Harrison come back from injured reserve last week, and now with Prater popping up, we've been asked a few times about Tyler Bass, and I figured I'd give you a chance to give an update on him.
No, he's doing a good job. You know, he's a true pro. He's working hard, somewhat behind the scenes, but he's around the team as much as he can be. And, you know, he's continuing to work on things and getting himself ready to go here.
And then Gabe Davis returned this week, Coach. Obviously, he's on the practice squad right now, so we don't get him on the actual injury report. But what do you think about how he's been integrated back in, both physically and as far as, you know, chemistry?
Right. He practiced yesterday. I thought he looked good. You know, did some good things. He won't practice today, more than likely. A little bit of inflammation from yesterday's practice, coming off the yesterday's practice there. So he'll be out today, and we'll see where he goes from there.
Okay, Max Harrison, I just mentioned him. First game, first NFL action. You went back, you watched the film, you see how he reacted to everything. What did you think from the first-year cornerback?
Yeah, good first step. You know, again, managing expectations, good first step. I think it's important that he continues to do that and we continue to do that as we look to move forward. And, you know, again, it's, you know, the NFL, you know, it's a one day at a time, one game at a time, and 1 week at a time. So that mindset is important for him and then for all of us here.
Similarly, but different because they're veterans. Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, they've been chomping at the bid to get back out there. And of course, you know, they both do some really nice things in that first game. Hoyt with a sack and a half. What did you think about their first game in a Buffalo Bills uniform and how everything kind of fell for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, people want to put them into a kind of the same category. You know, they're different. They're different, right? They're both on their own journeys. And, you know, they're, you know, I think Michael's name got mentioned quite a bit, and Larry did some good things, and now it's about, hey, how can we turn the page and continue to get better in game two here?
And then, of course, game two, game number nine, or eight, I should say, week number nine against the Kansas City Chiefs, a familiar opponent, obviously, for you guys. So much talk about how much you've seen these guys over the years, and it's not just the players, the coaches. I mean, it's such a consistent coaching staff on both sides of the ball. Do you take the first game, if you play somebody, and you just kind of gather as much information as you can, if that's the case in a division game, but you can't count on playing them again? You never know what it's going to be, right? I mean, so what is the matchup like? You just go through your same routine? People wonder, I guess, Coach, I'll say it this way. People wonder if you hold things back when it comes time to doing things like this. That wouldn't be the case, or is it something you do?
Well, I think anything and everything is on the table. So, you know, we've both had a tremendous amount of success, and, you know, that's kind of what's happened. And with that, we've played each other more than once each year over the last couple of years in particular. And so, you know, you do focus on one game at a time, though, like anything else, and you try and stay as consistent as you can be in your normal process. So it's an opportunity we're looking forward to. I know our fan base is as well, and we're looking forward to Sunday afternoon there.
And of course, all that speed and athleticism they bring on offense, is that something you notice right away when you pop on the film with this offense and what they can do to you, spread you out sideline to sideline and go deep as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, very, very similar to the Miami Dolphins offense in the amount of speed, track athletes, you know, just from the speed degree that they have. It's quite unique to watch, and they do a great job scheming and knowing what you're going to do defensively, and of course with what Patrick Mahomes is able to do and everything. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
And then of course on the other side of the ball, and I know Deion Dawkins has a lot of respect for Chris Jones, like everybody does, but I love watching him talk about him, and you know, we've seen the interactions with those guys, and the respect that Chris Jones has around the league is pretty incredible. An elite player like that, you have to be very aware of, but he's not the only guy on that side of the ball. They have a lot of different guys you have to be aware of, I'm sure.
No, they do. I mean, Chris Jones is a once in a lifetime player. Karlaftis is, yep, really, really good, and you know, the player McDuffie, and you know, they put together a talented roster, and so we've got to be aware of all the where those guys are and make sure that we are communicating well on our side of the ball offensively in this case, so we know where we want to go with things and how we want to go about doing things.
4:25 p.m. game on Sunday. I want to make everybody aware. It is the salute to service game. I know there's a presentation and a lot of things going on around the stadium and inside the stadium. So salute to service game on Sunday, Coach, of course, and that's always meaningful for the Buffalo Bills, but also meaningful to be back home at Highmark Stadium for the first time in quite a while with these fans giving you guys a boost.
Well, it is. And let me first say thank you for all the military people who have given so much of their time and energy and sacrifice in so many ways, their families included. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, and certainly us as an organization as well. So we'll start there, but also great to have an opportunity to be around our fans at Highmark Stadium, as you said. And like always, it's a great environment. Can't wait to get back into it.
All right, you got it, Coach. Thanks a lot. I know you got a lot to do today, so good luck on Sunday. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. You heard the injury report. No Daquan Jones, no Josh Palmer, no Shaq Thompson. Also, no practice today for Gabe Davis after some inflammation, he said, after yesterday's practice, after getting back in the swing of things this week. I would think that would trend towards maybe him not being elevated tomorrow. At 4 p.m. is the deadline, right? You kind of get that sense, right, Joe?
Yeah,
saying something like that.
You feel, I mean,
there's
bit.
No guarantee. They might back off and go, we still want you to play Sunday, but especially with Palmer out.
We do have some breaking news around the league.
Oh, what is going on?
Chris Greer has been let go by the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
No longer the general manager.
The brother of Mike Greer,
mm-hmm,
who used to play for the Buffalo Sabres.
Right, yeah.
Chris Greer. I'm going to repost this here. This is Ian Rappaport reporting it, as others. So the next time the Bills play the Dolphins will have a new GM, most likely someone with an interim tag. All right. 803-0550 is the number to call. Okay, here's one from Jamie. I want to get to this. This is getting connected with our fans because this happens a lot. Thank you, Jamie, at Sal Sports. He said, Jamie, he or she, and I apologize, but oh, this is funny. Jamie, and then the tag on the tweet is Curtis, so like Jamie Lee Curtis, we were talking about Halloween. ESPN reporting yesterday, Jamie writes, that the Bills supposedly sent a trade offer to Buda Baker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
I don't know if they reported there was a trade offer made. I think it was something that they should do, right? Wasn't it more of an opinion piece?
It was more of an opinion
Jamie,
piece.
I think, Jamie, that was an opinion piece. Not an actual, but I could be wrong. I didn't read it. I didn't read the whole thing. It started off as like a, here's trades that could be made.
I think that's what it was, because Jeremy and Joe kind of went through it too.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything like actually reported or anything like that. It was more of an opinion piece.
Okay. 803-0550 is the number to call. That's where Patrick Hammer joined me. Actually, he's got a special bat signal Pat calls in, just like Sean McDermott does. And he joins me on the Wester Hotline right now to talk about the weather for Sunday's game. Good morning to you, buddy. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to you.
And to you as well. What was Coach's scariest movie, his favorite? I didn't hear that part. Did he get to it?
He didn't have a scariest movie. He had a scariest video. It's Thriller. He's like, that was like a movie back then, mm-hmm. Right?
Do you know the musicians behind that song? You'll never believe it.
I don't.
All of the members of Toto.
Come on.
That song. I'm not kidding. Steve Luthaker, David Foster, who was more of a composer, David Paich. So if you go look, the people behind that music were deeply rooted in like 70s rock. It's so cool.
Wow, I did not know that. All right, yeah. And by the way, I remember
a little trivia.
That is you know what I love every year? This should be happening tonight, by the way. Have you ever seen the Thriller dance that goes on in New York City that they do? And where is it?
I've certainly heard about it.
Hold on, where is it? Oh, NYC. I gotta tell you exactly where it is. It is Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It's the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It is amazing. It is amazing. And they'll do it tonight in this day and age with all the videos and the drones and all that. It is fantastically made. You got to go watch it.
And think about the genesis of this was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
With this song. And who thought, oh, let's put Vincent Price in it and that'll make it even better. And it did.
New York City 51st Halloween Parade 2024. If you watch it on YouTube, you can go see last year's and every year. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's awesome. I want to ask you, though, same question I asked Sean and Owen and Joe. What's your go-to scary movie? Somebody says, give me something good to watch tonight that's going to give me a good movie that I'm going to be scared.
Okay, this was in a different genre almost, but I was so scared because I literally had no idea what was going to happen next, and it was the movie Seven, okay?
Ooh,
when
yeah.
Kaiser Soze, at the very end, he's got his seventh deadly sin. You don't know what he's going to pull off. He and Brad Pitt drive off into the desert, and I literally was like, I have no idea what's coming. So in some sense, that to me made it so scary. And, you know, 30 years later, I think that movie holds up now more so than it did then.
Hold on. Kaiser Soze was in The Usual Suspects.
Oh, The Usual Suspects. I'm thinking of what was the villain's name?
You just really screwed me up. Because I'm like, wait a minute, Kaiser Soze.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. The character, the bad guy in Seven was also in that movie, Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey.
Yes,
okay, that's
yes,
where I
yes,
got confused.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wrong name. I forget the name of the bad guy in Seven. Your listeners know who I'm talking
Kevin
about.
Kevin Spacey was Kaiser Soze, though, right?
And he was Kaiser Soze.
Yes, okay.
I just got, in my old
you
age,
you said the
I got
character instead of the name. I get it. Okay. The character from another movie instead of the name.
Wrong character name, right actor.
For me, the original Halloween still...
Oh,
stands
yeah.
the test of time.
He's the original boogeyman, right? You know, kind of like the clown in Poltergeist. The little kids in his room,
and
the clown in the chair, and then all of a sudden he looks under the bed, because where does the boogeyman hide? The boogeyman hides under your bed.
All right, so now that you said that, I'll tell you, the movie It is really scary too. And they just had the new iteration of It, or whatever you want to call it, the name of the city or whatever, but they've done a few of them, and It is a scary movie.
Very scary. And the guy that plays the clown is so talented. I mean, that was such a hard character to pull off. So very scary. The other scary movie also in the Halloween family, just because when I was a kid, Halloween 3. And you're going to go, what? Mm. That was the Halloween that went off script as a kid.
Is that the one that had the pumpkins on the heads?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's
I
like
hated
some
that.
Rock from Stonehenge. I know. but you didn't know what was happening. You're like, wait, where's Michael Myers? What's going on? There's a little rock from Stonehenge in the clown mask or whatever. And then the mask would turn into some freaky thing at the stroke of midnight if kids watch television. Okay.
803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. After we get the weather update from Pat Hammer for Sunday's game, 4:25 p.m., Bills and Chiefs Sunday, big one in Orchard Park. I've been monitoring this weather all week, and yesterday I had Tracy Wolfson on from CBS, and she's doing the game.
Awesome.
And we were talking, and at the end she said, hold on, I have a question for you. What's the weather on Sunday? And I said, well, we're going to have my guy Patrick Hammer on tomorrow to tell us for sure. I've been monitoring it. And at that time, this was 24 hours ago now, I said to Tracy, I said, I think we're looking at probably mid-40s to 50 and pretty good. And the rain might hold off, but I'll wait for Pat. And then yesterday, last night, I went and looked at my apps that I look at, and it started to tick up a little bit on the temperature. So I'm a little bit more encouraged. Am I right to be able to do that?
Yeah, we...
Uh-oh. Pat, I'm losing you, buddy.
Perfectly in terms
wait,
of...
Wait. Start over again. You cut out for a minute.
Sorry. Okay. Sunday is looking just fine. We have rain today. We have rain coming on Monday. But in between, we're getting a Bills game in, and the weather for Sunday looks just fine. Now, despite the kind of crummy weather we have today and tonight, things are going to improve a bit tomorrow. And then come Sunday, I think it's a pretty nice day, tailgating, you know, lunchtime, whatever. The weather looks pretty good with a kind of a mix of sun and clouds. Kickoff, 425, I believe an air temperature right around 50.
Wow.
Not much wind. So this is actually going to be turn out to be a pretty darn nice afternoon and evening for football. I don't see any weather concerns. Again, your one system is leaving, one is approaching, but in between we got a ball game, so I think we're going to be okay.
You know what's funny is, do you remember a couple years ago, it seemed like it was the best weather all week, every week, except on Sunday.
I know.
Right? Like I remember the Washington game, the Houston game, there were all these games where it's like, dude, Saturday is just gorgeous, Monday's gorgeous, Sunday sucks. This year's kind of opposite. We've had some interesting weather throughout the week, but game days have been pretty good, though, to be honest with you.
They really have. Yeah, I remember it was like Halloween a couple years ago. Green Bay Packers came to town, and I think it was Sunday Night Football, and it was windy as heck and rainy, and you know, it's one of those things where the weather that led up to that game was great, but then it took a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, this season has been, and that was right around Halloween. This season, you're right. Again, I'm so glad we didn't really have a home game last week, and we don't have Monday Night Football, because that would have been lousy. This is a nice Sunday afternoon and evening for Bills football. Looks good.
All right, so tonight, trick-or-treaters coming by.
Yeah.
All around Western New York. You just said, meh, kind of crummy weather tonight. I think it was close to 80 last year, but I remember it like snowed a couple of years ago. You never know what you're getting on October 31st. So what do we got tonight for the Halloween trick-or-treaters?
2 years ago, we had flurries. Last Halloween was the warmest Halloween on record at 78. This one, we'll kind of squeeze it in between. We're going to be in the 40s. Okay, the rain should be done, all right? So for the kiddos that want to get out, I'm not really worried about rain. Let's say 3:30, 4:30 when things get going, maybe a little later. It still will be windy. It still will be cool. It's probably going to feel like it's 40 degrees with that wind out there. So not perfect. But with all the, you know, the rain we had yesterday and the showers we've had this morning, that rain is going to ease back so that by this afternoon and tonight, we should be okay. It's just going to be, kind of on the windy side.
Okay. Well, we get out there. We're still going to do it, right? I mean, that's what you do. Take the kids out.
100%.
Treat. Still going to do it out there. So, yeah, we'll be all
and
right.
I've got, I think we're going to be fine. You know, the older kids like mine who are on that brink of like, do I go this year? You know, maybe the weather turns them away. You know, they're at that 16, 17, like, I don't know. Am I old enough? What, you know, but I think for the diehards, the weather should be just fine tonight. Just a little windy.
Okay. Real quick. Do I just think about Miami the same way no matter what? Like, it's going to be probably a chance of rain there next week when we go, and it's probably going to be in the 80s, and you could get rain in the game. Is that just kind of like the normal standard for Miami no matter what?
Yeah, especially this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you keep an eye to the tropics like we just had to do the last couple of days. But Miami is it's one of those December doesn't, or November really doesn't see, it's probably some of the best weather down there this time of the year. So I haven't taken too much of a peek for next Sunday, but I think it is Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, not Monday. All right. I think the weather probably should be fine. It's pretty safe. You kind of get out of that thunderstorm weather pattern this time of the year. So it's looking pretty good. I'm still getting over my Kaiser Soze. I'm going to kick myself for days on messing up that movie trivia. Sorry.
It's okay. Kevin tweets in, says the killer in Seven was named John Doe, played by Kevin Spacey.
John Doe. That's right.
See?
That's right.
There you go. You have listeners here. You have listeners helping us out, helping you out here. You know, you can feel bad about it. I make mistakes every day on the radio, okay? It's okay. Oh. This is what we do. Live radio, live TV. Like, people, this happened earlier today. Like, I got a buddy who, you know, DMs me and messages me. And, like, I'm talking about the Chiefs and Eagles and the Super Bowl. And right away, I say something like, no, that wasn't it. I'm like, dude, I know. I make mistakes on the radio sometimes. Like, it's live radio. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm in the weather business. I make mistakes hourly. So, I mean, my Mondays on television are all about apology.
Yes. I totally get it.
Sorry for all the mistakes.
Yeah. Didn't you say this? Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's yes. Well, yours is, you're in the prediction business, which is tough, right? I get it. Like, you got to kind of tell. I always say, though, you could say 1% chance rain. If it rains, you're still right. You know that. So it's all good. You can do that. For me, it's like I misspeak sometimes. I say something like, oh, that wasn't correct. I say a word wrong. And how many people telling me how wrong I was? And I'm like, I know, I'm human. Have you ever not spoken to somebody and you made a mistake on the word you were going to say?
I know. And it's like they're just waiting to jump on you.
We got to be perfect. You got to be perfect in the weather. I got to be perfect in the way I talk. See how it goes?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
All right, buddy. Listen, have a great weekend. Great wet rest of your week. We will talk next Friday about a Bills trip down to South Florida, and a lot of Bills fans making that trip every year, too. So thank you.
All right. Happy Halloween.
All right, you got it. Patrick Hamer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a time out here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. powered by Auto Intelligence.